good evening to all music lovers, sports fans, and everyone else. This is Bob Gushereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears. 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Louisiana Studios in Burke Hall on the ULL campus. Got a wonderful show for you this evening. I hope you'll be with me for the whole hour. Going to start off with some Cy Zitner trombone guy music with his orchestra. The album LP is Waltz and Jazz Times. We'll have two or three numbers from that. Then we'll have some Stardust Mood music from Jack Denny's library again. Beautiful strings, romantic strings, I believe is the name of the orchestra, and recorded and released back in 1989. We're going to hear several numbers from them. Then we'll have some more of the great hits, that album I've been playing here lately, four-sided LP, two records. And we're going to hear Vicky Carr, Ray Conniff, Johnny Mathis, and Jerry Vail sing some numbers for us. And then a special treat of the evening will be from the library of Tom Butcher, a friend of mine, old trumpet guy from way back when. This is a CD copy of a Jack Teagarden album done many years ago back in England. Over there, across the waves, the name of the album was Big T. And I've got a CD copy of it, and we'll play several numbers with Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong playing that trumpet and trombone and doing a little vocalizing as well with a great group of people. But we'll start off this evening with some LP music. Cy Zitner. This is Waltz and Jazz Time. Starting off with Green Fields, that's by Darren Miller. Then we'll hear Willow Weep for Me and Ronell's great number. And then Lover, some Rodgers and Hart music. First off, Cy Zitner and his orchestra with some Green Fields on the Music of Yesteryears. We'll be right back. Cy Zettner and his great orchestra from his LP Waltz and Jazz Time. Next, Willow Weep for Me. Willow Weep for Me, Cy Zettner and his orchestra. Next, Lover, Rodgers and Hart Music. Lover, Rodgers and Hart's composition, done by Cy Zentner, Z-E-N-T-N-E-R, and his great orchestra. The name of the album, Waltz and Jazz Time, and I hope you enjoyed that. Bob Gushrow here, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. And for those that can't stay up quite this late, We repeat the show every Thursday morning at 3 a.m. Next, we're going to move over and play some Stardust Moves music. This is from Jack Denny's library. Jack kind enough to give me some of the music that he didn't play anymore or wanted me to use on our show. And I hope that you'll enjoy it. This is a release by the Romantic Strings and the Orchestra back in 1989. First, we'll hear Moonglow and the theme from Picnic. That's by Seabird and DeGale and Mills, as best I can. DeLonger and Mills. Next number we'll hear will be Stella by Starlight, one of my favorites. Ned Washington and Victor Young wrote that many, many years ago. All of the music of yesteryears. And in the Song of India, Rimsky-Korsakov, great composition. And Tommy Dorsey had a big hit of this particular number way back when I was a little bitty boy growing up in Lafayette, Louisiana. But here we go with some CD music. This is going to be Moonglow and the theme from the movie Picnic. And this is Stardust Moves Orchestra with the Romantic Strings on the music of yesteryears. Beautiful music from years gone by. Moonglow and the theme from Picnic by Delange, Mills, Hudson, and Dunning. And next is Stella by Starlight by Young and Washington. One of my favorite numbers, Stella by Starlight on the music of yesteryears. Stella by Starlight. Great number by Ned Washington and Victor Young, and one of my favorites. I like the way they mixed the recording for reproduction and the beautiful arrangement by the Romantic Strings and Orchestra, all on the music of yesteryears. Next, we're going to hear Song of India. And you remember this hit by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra when I was a very young guy growing up in Lafayette. But this is Song of India, the original composition by Rimsky-Korsakov. And you're listening to it on the music of yesteryears. And it's number 8 on the CD released back in 1989. Song of India, right now. Remember that one? Song of India. Tommy Dorsey had a great hit at that number many, many years ago. Some of the other numbers on this Stardust Moods CD from Jack's Library, Love Letters, Moonlight Serenade, Yesterday, Bewitched, Sophisticated Lady, Ruby, The Song from the Moulin Rouge, Reverie, and a few others. Total of 21. We'll play a few of those on some programs down the road here in just a while. You're listening to Bob Gushereau with the music I grew up with, the music of yesteryears, and I hope that you're enjoying the selections I had for you thus far this evening as we approach about the 25-minute point in our program this evening. Next, we're going to move over and play more of those 70s greatest hits. It's a four-sided LP, or two-LP, two long-playing albums in the album that was released back in 76 by the Sessions Records Company of Illinois. And it's going to feature first Vicky Carr with The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. Many of you will remember that one. Ray Conniff's Orchestra and Chorus with Laughter in the Rain. The third number on the set from the 70s Greatest Hits LP is Johnny Mathis with Song, Song Blue. Remember that one? That'll be Johnny Mathis. He'll come up in just a moment. And then the last number in the set, the fourth number in the set, a little vocalizing this portion of the program, will be Jerry Vale singing The Candyman, Willie Walker's number, and a great hit, of course, by Sammy Davis Jr. many, many years ago. But here we go with some more of the 70s greatest hits, the four-sided LP, as I call it, two LP records with four sides, quite a few numbers, and very, very good music, nice arrangements by the Sessions Records Company of Illinois. And we'll go ahead and hear Vicky Carr first with The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face on The Music of Yesteryear.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon. To the dark and the endless skies. The first time ever I kissed your earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there. My command, my love. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat so close to
Vicky Carr, First Time I Ever Saw Your Face on The Music of Yesteryears. Next, we're going to hear Ray Conniff and his chorus and orchestra with Laughter in the Rain.
I
Rick Conniff's group. Great arrangement, Laughter in the Rain on the music of yesteryear. Now we got Johnny Mathis with Song Sung Blue. This with Song Sung Blue, old-time music from the music of yesteryear. Next, Jerry Vail, The Candyman. Remember this one. Sammy Davis had a great hit this night.
Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman, oh, the Candyman can. Yeah, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take the rainbow, wrap it in the sun, soak it in the sun and make the groovy lemon pie? Candyman, yeah, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Take tomorrow,
dip it in a dream,
separate
he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Yeah, that's just fading out. That was Jerry Vale with the Candyman from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And as I said before, Sammy Davis Jr. had a great hit to that number many, many years ago. And you listen to the music of yesteryear, and these last several numbers came from the 70s Greatest Hits. It's a 2-LP album put out by these people and did a great job, released back in 1976 by CBS Inc. Next, we're going to hear some special treat type music. It's from the library of Tom Butcher, a friend of mine, old trumpet guy from way back when. It's a CD copy of a CD that was done many, many years ago in England by Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden. And the name of the CD, from what Tom tells me on the copy he gave to me, is Big T, Big Teagarden. But Jack Teagarden, of course, was from New Orleans originally, had all kind of bands through the years, a great trombone player. And, of course, Louis from New Orleans had his start there, great, great jazz and combo musician. Both of them great combo musicians, wonderful, wonderful jam sessions and Dixieland-type music as well. But we're going to have several numbers. The first number is going to be, I called it Louis and Jack doing a little vocal interlude. And then the second number will be Someday You'll Be Sorry, Dear. And then Louis and Jack again will play their trombones and vocalize and the trumpet as well and take rides as the case would be. Then 50-50 Blues Tonight. That's an old, old number. I hadn't heard that number in years until I played this copy that Tom Butcher was kind enough to let me have. And Jack and Louis will be playing their trombone and trumpet on that one as well. And then Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. I've heard that many years ago, but not on this particular arrangement or in this location in England, as Tom tells me, that they did this Big T album. But Jack will be featured with the trombone and do a little vocalizing as well. But, and again, the street special treat of the evening from the library of Tom Butcher, good friend of mine, old trumpet guy from way back, wonderful player, wonderful musician. We're going to start off with Louis and Jack with a little vocal interlude on the music of yesteryears. That's item number 3. And then track 4 will be Somebody, Someday You'll Be Sorry, Dear. Track 5 will be 50-50 Blues Tonight. And then track 6 will be Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. But here's Louis and Jack on track number 3. Old combo, Dixieland, some jazz music.
Blow a little tram for me.
Well, I'll take 4 bars. You play for after me.
Hold on, boy, blow it.
Teagarden on trombone and Louis Armstrong on his trumpet.
Oh, Mr. Louis, you sure sound good tonight. Oh, Mr. Louis, you sure sound good tonight. Oh, latch on satch, send me out just right.
Thank you. quite a deal. Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, jamming up there in England. Well, the LP, or CD rather, Big T was the release. And again, this is music from the library of my friend Tom Butcher, copy of it. Next number will be Someday You'll Be Sorry, Dear. Louis and Jack are going to do this in a very, very nice arrangement, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Someday You'll Be Sorry, Dear, on the music of yesteryear. Sorry, dear. Jack Teagarden playing his trombone, Louis Armstrong on trumpet, and Louis did the vocalizing. Next, we're going to hear a number called 50-50 Blues tonight. And again, Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong got together on this particular album that they did in England many, many years ago. Well, here we go with 50-50 Blues tonight. Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong with some old jazz and Dixieland-style music on the music of yesteryear.
I woke up this morning feeling weary and blue.
Oh, I woke up this afternoon, but I felt the same way too, oh too.
That makes us partners in sorrow. We've got blues enough for two.
I've got blues to spare, blues
I've got blues in my heart and blues in my head.
The mood is hard to lose. Why don't we pull these blues until we start to feel all right?
Okay, we partners in sorrow with the 50-50 blues tonight.
That way is always the best. We lost the 50-50 blues tonight. 50-50 blues tonight. Quite a deal. Quite a lyric on that one. And Jack T. Garden and Louis Armstrong did this again back in England many, many years ago. And again, it's a copy from the library of my friend Tom Butcher here in Lafayette. The next number on the program, I think we're going to have room, perhaps maybe two more. Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. That'll be Jack T. Garden on his trombone, and we're going to play it for you right now. Having a little trouble with that recording there. I think we're going to call that down. Yeah, I think we'll call that down. But anyhow, there was Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, featuring Jack T. Gardner's trombone. And, of course, the numbers before that was Louis Armstrong with Somebody, Someday You'll Be Sorry, Dear, and 50-50 Blues. But we may play a few more of these numbers. I don't know what happened on that particular number there at the end, but it looked like we had a little defect and wasn't able to complete that Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. But nevertheless, this is Bob Gusherow, your host for the music of yesteryears. Hoping that you enjoyed the music that I had for you this evening. I tried, Brent, a variety of music. Had a comment from a lady friend just recently about the way I present the programs and telling you what I'm going to play it, and then tell you what I played. I learned that from my speech class back here in the early 50s with SLI's, a great professor and great speech director, I guess, the fine arts part of the program, Dr. Murphy. But he always told us, you see, you're going to tell them what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them, and then after you've done that, you tell them what you told them. And that's the way I've approached introducing the numbers on my program. And the people that enjoy hearing the music, they appreciate you telling them what you're going to play. And then every now and then, I'll have a Name That Tune section of the program where I won't tell them what the number is, play it, and then tell them about it later to see if they had guessed properly. But we want to take time now to thank our vets that we do each week and start into our closing theme, our veterans who secured our freedoms to this very day. We also want to send thanks out to the blood donors, our local heroes, giving of themselves to help those in dire need. And also the volunteers that serve at hospitals, nursing homes, and elsewhere throughout our area. And the volunteers with the Acadiana Autism Society, as well as the people helping with the Miles Barrett Cancer Center. Judith Maryware Thalm, we're going to have a little fall fundraiser coming up next week or two, so you can get ready for that. We'll have some special guests during that week. And I hope that you'll continue to support us here at KRBS, Public Radio for South Louisiana, and listener-supported radio for Acadiana. We're live at krvs.org. We have our playlist that you can pull up and see where the music comes from, LP, tape, CD, whatever. And, of course, all the locally produced shows have that on our website, krvs.org. And in Louisiana, if you want to call us for special requests or to support us, 800-892-6827. 800-892-6827. Free call. In the Lafayette area, in 337 area, is 482-5787 for the studio. And you can leave word there if any special requests you might have for Bob Gusherow to play for on his program. And if not, you can leave word at my residence in Lafayette at 234-2124. And again, I hope that you're having a good week. Everything's going well for you. The closing theme is Too Little Time. It's done by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And it was written many years ago by Henry Mancini for the Glenn Miller Story. But I hope that everything will go well for you this week. I hope you have a very pleasant evening. See you next Wednesday at 8 and or 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And may God bless you all.